But what we believe in is on responsible innovation, responsible in sense of taking care of the environment, taking care of the value chain, taking care of your employees, reducing transportation, energy emissions, etc., the use of chemicals and using responsibly.
Welcome to Mindful Businesses, presented by Sarani, and I'm your host, Vidya Iyer. In our podcast, we bring to you brands which are mindful in their practices and processes. A mindful business adopts and employs sustainable social, economic, and environmental practices. Today we have with us Adriano Lopez Velarde and Marte Cesares, co-founders of Deserto's Vegan Cactus Leather, a new favorite for luxury. They join us from Guadalajara, Jalisco. Welcome, Adriano and Marte.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Cactus is a very important part of Mexico's rich culture, heritage, and cuisine. Could you talk about how important it was to the indigenous peoples of Mexico and in everyday modern life now?
Absolutely. So cactus is indeed an important aliment in Mexican diet. It's been part of our traditional dishes since hundreds of years. And although it is very traditional and native for our Mexican cuisine, there is a huge surplus of it given the conditions of the climate here in Mexico. Actually, where we have our cactus plantations, which is in central Mexico between the state of Zacatecas, Aguascalientes, San Luis Potosí, in that region is where the highest concentration in the world of this cactus species is present. And I will also like to add that because it's very easily grown and harvest, it is also a very basic cultivation type for the agricultural sector in Mexico.
I don't know if many people know, Mexico City was formed, as the legend goes.
Correct, yeah.
It's so ingrained even in the creation of cities in Mexico.
That's correct. It also has a very symbolic meaning for all of us Mexicans, as it is present in our national flag. You can see an eagle standing over a cactus, where the Aztecs were looking for a place where to establish their capital city. And the story says that the gods told them that they should establish their city where they see or they find an eagle standing over a cactus eating a snake. So they found it in the Valley of Mexico, where Mexico City now is constructed on.
How did you two meet?
Well, we both met in Taiwan, in Taipei City, when we were 19 years old. We were both studying their different things. I, Marte, I was studying the Chinese language for 2 years. And Adrian, he was working there in the furniture industry for about 8 years. We got some friends in common, and they introduced us in one day out of a bar. So we just met there, and we figured out that we were both Mexicans. So it was really interesting for us because there are not too many Mexicans in Taipei City. So we met, and we just started talking, and we figured out also that we were born in the same date, same month, and same year. So since this day, we became good friends, and we just keep that relationship until we start our own business here in Mexico.
How long ago was that?
We met in 2011, so it was 9 years ago.
Yeah, so you guys are pretty young still.
Yes, we met when we were 19 years old, we both, and now we both are 28 years old.
What was your background? You learned Chinese and you were in Taipei. Both of you were in Taipei and he was in the furniture industry. So what did you guys do after that, before you started Desertos?
Well, as for me, Adrian, I was working in the automotive industry here in Guadalajara City, and Marte was in the fashion industry at the same city.
So were you both designers or engineers?
Well, in the automotive industry, me, Adrian, I started to work as a Chinese English-Spanish interpreter, translator. And then, of course, I was in so many different areas, which mainly involve engineering departments and manufacturing. So after some time, I started to work as the key holder of some of accounts. And so I was deeply involved into manufacturing and handling pretty much all the logistics and the production chain of the products that I was in charge of. And that was for the automotive industry. And in the furniture industry, I was in charge of researching and developing sustainable alternatives or exploring new technologies out there in the market, which could replace conventional textiles and fox leather, etc.
And what about Marte? What did you do?
Well, when I was in Taiwan, I was only learning the Chinese language. Then I came back to Mexico to did my degree in international business. After I did my degree, I started working in the company in the north of Mexico that was working with the Loewe Vera products. And I was in the international sales department. So I was going to different expositions.